This is The Harmonizer, official publication of the Barbershop Harmony Society, January-February 2022 issue, published by the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, Inc., doing business as the Barbershop Harmony Society in January, March, May, July, September, and November. Copyright 2022 by the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, Inc., doing business as the Barbershop Harmony Society. Recorded solely for the use of the blind and print disabled with the permission of the copyright holder. Further reproduction or distribution in a format other than a specialized format is prohibited. Recorded by Bob Balderson on behalf of Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in February 2022. Reader's note: the table of contents for the magazine will be read in numerical sequence with the page number followed by the title of the article and note. Page 2, Table of Contents. Page 4, Starting Pitch and Letters. Page 8, Noteworthy. Page 12, Spotlight. Page 16, Conventions Return. Page 18, Celebrating Every Volunteer. Reader's note: this article goes from page 20 through page 29. End note. Page 33, Chapter Eternal. Page 34, Member Services Directory. Page 36, the tag, end table of contents. Page 4, Starting Pitch, a conversation with our president and CEO. Reader's note: this is a conversation between John Dunhauer, Society President, and Marty Monson, CEO/Executive Director, with questions being asked by Brian Lynch, Public Relations Manager. Making your voices heard. Who you are, how you view the current state of the barbershop world, and what you want our wonderful barbershop world to become, this is what members talk about when communicating with BHS leadership. What you say and do is making an impact. Brian Lynch. Your email addresses appears on every column. Phone and email addresses for all society board members appear in each issue. What happens when someone calls you? John. I am always happy to pick up the phone when a barbershopper calls. It takes courage to call someone they may not know, and you have to respect that. Some callers want to give thanks, while others may want to give you a piece of their mind. As leaders and volunteers for the society, we are here to serve and to listen. The truly important thing is to understand where they are coming from. Some people freely speak out, some people are always hesitant, and there are many people that care deeply but don't say anything. I weigh everybody's opinion the same. One might have lots of experience to heed. The other might bring a fresh, unencumbered perspective. Both brings energy to the conversation. Marty. We got really good with the strategic plan of having listening sessions at events, spirited ones, hosted by the board and from staff on a regular basis. They made the conversation real. John. People want to have a dialogue. People want to bring a solution to the table, which is always appreciated. Some people simply want to hear a person say it rather than get it online. People seem to find me approachable. That's a real compliment. Marty. The groups that are succeeding as they emerge from the pandemic have been doing exactly that. Their leaders and volunteers have been taking into consideration the situations of their own community and listening to the whole group, having the talk so they can make informed decisions. John. A lot of us wish that tomorrow were today. It's not, but tomorrow isn't as far away as it used to be. Some groups struggle because they're trying to reinvent what they had before, rather than looking at who they are today. Our local groups are doing just a marvelous job. I don't think our district presidents have ever been better. It's impressive to see the care with which the society volunteers look after their communities. I'm really proud of barbershoppers right now, and that makes me miss them even more. Marty, they rise to their times. We've needed courage and resolve in serious times, and the district and chapter leaders and volunteers have stepped up at the highest levels. These people who preserve through the hardest times are really in it for the BHS collective mission. Brian, guided by David Heitler and the nominating committee, the Society has worked hard to solicit new voices to sit on the board. After reviewing applications and making tough decisions to reach a handful of final candidates, there still are 35 other volunteers ready and willing to serve. How do you keep those non-board voices and the voices of other volunteers in the forefront of leading the Society? Marty, whether it is youth adding voices to the conversation or whether it's our diversity group that is adding new insights to the discussion or district leaders who've been close to their chapters, we need those other areas of expertise in the society. Those voices help create the robust society that we have now. John, good leadership is about giving up some control. There are central tenets you want to follow, and you want everybody to be on board. But you have to be brave enough to allow little nuanced points to get out there, because nobody volunteers to be micromanaged. We recently received a letter-writing campaign from a lot of younger barbershoppers expressing a view. They wrote to the board en masse, and we read every single letter. It was great to hear what they want to say about one particular aspect of something we're doing. But what was truly spectacular is that almost every letter began with a paragraph or two. Quote, here's who I am. Close quote. I can't wait for the opportunity to actually put faces to some of these names. This person is a second-generation barbershopper. This person had never heard barbershop before their choir teacher taught them. This person hadn't wanted to go to midwinter with their group, but it changed their life. Marty. And importantly, they were saying, quote, this is how I fit into my quartet or chorus, and how our quartet and chorus fit into the barbershop world. This is how we want to live barbershop in the next decade, close quote. We often hear people talk about what they want personally. This was about what they as singing communities hope to see in the future. As much as things change, they stay the same too. In those who I am opening paragraphs, you see the connective tissue between people that have been barbershoppers for 50, 60, 70 years and people that have been barbershoppers for a year or two. They come down to those very simple things that are stated in our mission: harmony, fellowship, enriching, and singing. Those four things drive us to the outcomes and the impact we are making. John, we're not trying to be all things to all people, but enough things to enough people. Our job as volunteers and leaders is to create space for each person to become themselves. We can do that if we listen to each other with open minds and open hearts. Reader feedback. Let us know what's on your mind. Harmonizer@barbershop.org. Remember Joe Lyles and Differently Wired. Pretty sure I just leveled up as a chorus director after experiencing the powerful 1-2 punch of inspiration that is this month's Harmonizer. By my count, at least 27 people contributed. The Joe Lyles article made me want to be a better director, and the Neurodivergence article made me rethink what better might look like. Thank you to everyone else who participated in making these articles so great, and massive kudos and appreciation to writers Brian Lynch and Lauren May. Definitely one of my all-time favorite issues. Elizabeth Davies, Seattle, Washington. Congratulations on an outstanding article on Joe Lyles in the latest issue of The Harmonizer. I don't believe there was ever a straight line uttered for which Joe didn't have a pun ready. Additionally, Joe did a recitation of Little Red Riding Hood that kept audiences in stitches every time he recited it. Joe was a master entertainer. John Schneider, Austin, Texas. Like so many, I loved and admired Joe Lyles. I was especially touched by Lori Lifford's story on the online bonus content, barbershop.org/JOELILES. It brings a tear to think of the multiplier since her world-changing time with Joe. Thank you, Brian Lynch, for organizing and bringing Joe's life and time to legions of us. Long live Joe Lyles, indeed. Daryl Flynn, Canton, Ohio. Differently Wired is probably the best Harmonizer article I've read in my 30 years of barbershop. I hope every director's program, workshop, communication at least references it. I would add a recommendation to coaches and directors to end their critique with what they heard and what they want to hear in that order, not the other way around. By the way, the "we can be very analytical" is me, Frank Ruggiero, Plattekill, New York. Reader's notes, comments for readers, feedback can be sent to 110 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203, or harmonizer@barbershop.org, or at the Barbershop website, barbershop.org, or on facebook.com/Barbershop Harmony Society. Page 8, Noteworthy, the latest in the barbershop world. 2022 Charlotte. Your group can be on stage in Charlotte. In addition to the international contests, the new International Chorus Festival and International Quartet Festival will be open to any barbershop ensemble. Even if your ensemble wasn't planning to qualify for the 2022 International Chorus Contest or Quartet Contest, you can still perform for an international audience this summer in Charlotte. The Barbershop Harmony Society's biggest stages will welcome more ensembles than ever before. Whether you love the challenge of competition or crave a broader audience for your showmanship, you'll find great performance opportunities in Charlotte at our 2022 International Convention from July 3 through 10. More places to sing. Bullet, revised qualifying scores reflect post-pandemic restarts for many ensembles. Bullet, video qualification for some events eases the process of getting up to speed and back on stage. New international festivals. In addition to the International Chorus Contest, International Quartet Contest, and Next Generation Quartet Contest, two new events are coming to Charlotte. Both the International Chorus Festival and International Quartet Festival will be open to all ensembles, regardless of ability, affiliation, or gender. Perform two songs in front of an audience, get a score and rating, if desired, and receive world-class coaching from a BHS-certified judge. Safety protocols. Attendees must provide proof of vaccination against COVID-19 or a negative test within 72 hours prior to arriving on site. At the main performance venue, the Spectrum Center's air filtration and cleaning procedures have been optimized for virus control. Masking policies for the week will be announced closer to the event based on CDC and local health guidance. Learn more and register. Keep up to date on the latest news about the 2022 International Convention at barbershop.org/international. Harmony to his very last breath. After a long battle with cancer, Drayton Justice, past BHS president and lead of the 1971 Champions Gentlemen's Agreement, passed away in November. Drayton's son, J.D., reports that his father was enjoying barbershop harmony literally until his last breath. Quote, my sister ran out and got a CD of the Gentleman's Agreement Masterwork series. My dad had become nonverbal over the past 24 hours. He listened to 17 songs in a row. His eyes were closed and he was moving his eyebrows up and down in the same manner he has always done when he is singing. The 18th song is called Hush. When the song reached the verse, quote, there'll be a chariot, Lord, coming to take me home, close quote, my dad dropped his eyebrows and stopped breathing. It was a touching moment for my family. Per his wishes, there will be no service. He asked that any contributions be made toward youth programming at the Barbershop Harmony Society. First time in digital release. The 2014 International Quartet songs that were once exclusive to the vinyl record release are now available for digital purchase. From Musical Island Boys, I Just Can't Wait to Be King, to Lunch Breaks, Part of the World, Your World, download them at shop.barbershop.org. Sing with the Bouncing Ball. Seattle Sea Chordsmen voice the Northgate Link Line. The Seattle Sea Chordsmen Chorus is going places, along with the newly opened 3.4-mile Northgate Link extension of the light rail system. The group was able to use the Northgate Station Garage to safely rehearse and adapt lyrics to the B&O line as a celebration of the new public transit service, which opened October 2nd. Their video, which includes a bouncing sing-along ball, is featured on the transit agency's Facebook, YouTube, and websites. Great rebrand. New look for Pioneer. For the first time since 1985, the Pioneer District has refreshed logo. Its clean, modern design reflects barbershop singing, four-part harmony, connectivity with generations and chapters, as well as between Michigan and Ontario. There are also four pine trees representing the four voice parts, a barber pole bridge, and a road or river like a musical staff. And the district's four international quartet champs as pluses, chorus, senior, and youth champs are dotted. Reader's note, there is a picture of the new logo and note. Impersonating Docs. A few November gigs at local hospitals found the Wayne, Michigan chapter's music medics back in service to their community. The fully masked, fully vaccinated singers, outfitted with scrubs and stethoscopes, visited patients at St. Mary Mercy Hospital in Livonia. To start a music medics program in your area, go to barbershop.org/join/music-medics. Reader's note, there is a picture of the music medics quartet. And note, a December 25th shelf life. These elves on the shelf are voices you know. Anyone who has sat up nights figuring out how still another location to hide the elf on the shelf might enjoy adding a YouTube scavenger hunt to the game. You might also recognize the voices behind Santa's Letters Everywhere, a new video released last November that featured a barbershop quartet as Santa's elite male handlers. The official Elf on the Shelf team reached out to Clay Hind for help and the vocal arrangement. Clay took the baritone part and then included David Colland lead, Tim Reynolds tenor, and Kirk Young bass to record the track, and boom, Merry Christmas. The video is linked at barbershop.org/harmonizer. Champs being champs. Champs were Riverboat Entertainers. American Cruise Lines booked the 2018 Seniors Champ St. Croix Crossing and 2020 Seniors Champ Hearsay as onboard entertainment. How are the sweltering Arizona heat and coolness of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers related to barbershop? When a barbershopper in Arizona has an idea. In the late 2019, Bill Kane in Arizona contacted American Cruise Lines, a CL about having barbershop quartets entertain guests traveling to Mississippi and Ohio rivers on 10-day cruises aboard a 5-story paddle wheeler. The ACL loved the idea. And then COVID hit, and the cruises were canceled for 2020. Not to be beaten by the pandemic, Bill continued to stay in contact with ACL and two quartets who had expressed interest and availability to perform on board whenever the big ships began touring. Performing on the Mississippi was the 2018 International Seniors Quartet champ St. Croix Crossing from Minnesota. The quartet performed 5 times during the summer and fall of 2021 in front of the majority of the guests aboard for the cruise. The quartet boarded the ship after dinner, performed an hour-long show, and disembarked before the ship departed for the next port of call. The quartet performed on the Ohio River was the 2020 International Seniors Quartet Champs Hearsay from Cincinnati. Following the same format as SCX for their first 2 shows, Hearsay boarded and sang after dinner and then disembarked. Their third performance was very different. 15 minutes into the Hearsay show, the boat pulled away from the dock and began motoring south toward Louisville, Kentucky. Fortunately, Hearsay had travel essentials with them, and the ACL had a couple of extra staterooms available. They woke the next morning in downtown Louisville in the middle of a monsoon rainstorm. Thankfully, the quartet had arranged for fellow AISQC member Jay Hawkins to meet them at the dock. Jay gave them a lift to their rental car, and the guys traveled back home to Cincinnati. A long night and day, but a great time nonetheless. Both quartets thank Bill Kane for the chance to introduce more than 1,000 audience members to barbershop harmony. Kent Vanderkolk, lead of the 2021 Seniors Champs Hearsay. Readers note, there's pictures of the Hearsay and St. Croix Crossing. And note, on September 18th, the Singing Capitol Chorus performed the Star-Spangled Banner at the Washington Nationals Ballpark. This chorus has appeared every year since 2005, the year the team relocated from Montreal to the Washington, D.C. area. Readers note, there's a picture of the Singing Capitol Chorus performing at the ballpark, and note. Chapters in Action, giving their longest-serving members due recognition. Don Lentz's rare 70 years of BHS membership was an event worth celebrating. Don Dobson of the highly influential Four Rascals receives a Lifetime Achievement Award. In the last issue's Noteworthy, we featured a celebration for a retiring director that became more muted than the Pretzel City Chorus had hoped due to fall's COVID surge canceling in-person rehearsals. Here are 2 chapters that lucked into better timing. 70 Years of Harmony and Counting. An hour down the road from the above chorus on June 14th, the Delcordians, Delaware County, PA, enjoyed a pre-Della variant gathering at the chapter's second in-person rehearsal to celebrate a member milestone, all prompted by an envelope that had recently arrived from Nashville. The family of Don Lentz helped the chapter celebrate a rare achievement. Don's new membership card with a big 70 on it, pomp, circumstance, harmony, and cake marked the occasion for the 91-year-old. Infectiously enthusiastic, Don is the last surviving founding member of the chapter formed in 1955. He sings all 4 parts and has lost count of how many quartets he's been in. His favorite barbershop memory is singing 4-part harmony at Afterglows with his wife, late wife Beatrice. Don Dobson receives Lifetime Achievement Award. Don Dobson, tenor of the revered 2-time international silver medalist Four Rascals, 1965 and 66, was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award on October 28th at his assisted living facility in Hampton, New Hampshire. The award cited his 72-year society membership, His competition wins with the Four Rascals, and his service as president of the Northeastern District in 1959 and 1960. At 92 years of age, Don is still active with the Sea Coast Men of Harmony Chorus from Dover, New Hampshire. His tenor voice is still very strong and on pitch, and if asked to sing in a pickup quartet, he is quick to correct notes sung by the other parts in the quartet if needed. The Sea Coast Men of Harmony, all COVID vaccinated and masked, put on a 45-minute show at the facility. Don sang the Four Rascals' classic Little Pal with Whatever For Quartet. Also in attendance were members of Don's family and many residents and staff from the facility. Reader's note, there is a picture of Don Lentz and his family with the chapter members to celebrate the 70th year as a barbershopper. And there is also a picture of Don Dobson of the Four Rascals and the Assisted Living Center show featuring Don. He remains active with the Seacoast Men of Harmony. End note. Page 12, Spotlight, Brian Lynch, BHS Public Relations Manager. Tom Gentry, smile. His charts are singable by most barbershoppers and rewarding enough that champs want to sing them. Meet the harmonizer's new tagmaster. Brian, you'll forgive me for asking, but who the heck is Tom Gentry? You're not one of these hot young whippersnappers whose arrangements are just starting to be discovered, although when you came onto barbershop scene in 1969, that's exactly what you were. Tom, cliches of cliches. In 1963, I was cast in a quartet in my high school's production of The Music Man, and it was love at first ringing chord. Throughout high school and college, I would buy the top 10 quartet record every year. The first song I ever lifted off the record was the Four Rascals version of I'm Alone Because I Love You. It probably took me about 2 months, but to this day, you could wake me up at 4 a.m. and I could sing any of the four parts. I went to Kalamazoo College and formed a quartet right away. I'd planned on joining the society then, but this chapter met on Fridays, and what college kid wants to give up his Friday nights? I'd still go about once a month. The director was a professor at Western Michigan, Bert Szabo. I went to the 1972 Harmony College in Racine, Wisconsin, where I started to learn arranging from Val Hicks. In the fall of 1978, I was an arrangement category candidate judge sitting on a double panel alongside Dennis Driscoll, who was a judge and was very liberal. I didn't look very conservative. I had long hair and dressed casually and sometimes had an unfortunate attitude, but I was quite conservative as far as the arrangement category went. Well, in this contest, about a quarter of our scores were discrepancies, and I thought, that's it. I won't pass. I waited and waited. No word. Finally, months later, I ran into Ed Wasche at a coaching weekend and asked him if anyone was going to tell me whether I was certified. He looked puzzled. Quote, didn't anybody tell you? Well, you had all those discrepancies with Dennis, but we thought about it and finally decided that it was a sincere case of the most liberal next to the most conservative, so we passed you, close quote. Brian, you've characterized yourself as musically conservative. How did that happen? You're coming up in the 1960s. The Suntones and other groups are active, stretching the style, although you're singing in a chorus directed by K.I. Beer icon Bert Szabo. It wasn't a philosophical or conscious matter. I just looked at things the way I did. It was simply me. With most songs, I want to arrange them so that they sound like themselves. Since people are used to hearing a Beatles song like When I'm 64 or Yesterday, a certain way, my job is to create a four-part barbershop arrangement that sounds like that. When people come to performances, and not just barbershop, any music, They're there to revisit and relive a part of themselves. In my arranging, I want to help people get in touch with that. The arrangement that saved a life. Brian, what's the essential Tom Gentry arrangement that you'll be remembered for? Tom, funny thing, it does not fit any kind of Gentry style, but it would have to be Smile, as sung by the New Tradition Quartet, 1985 champions. Following the success of their famous Marx Brothers set, they wanted to do Charlie Chaplin. So good friend Bobby Gray sent me Smile. I kept trying to think of an approach to it, but nothing much was happening. One night about midnight, I'm at the keyboard and this arrangement just starts coming out. Quote, when your world is turned around, why not smile? Don't wear a frown, close quote. I'm talking to myself, or maybe to my muse. Quote, so there's a tonic, and there's a diminished, and you think it's going to be the V7, but it's the 2 o'clock minor seventh, and then the final chord on frowned is a bit B27. Not quite. You know, it's fine, just not normally what you do, close quote. So I just write all that down, and then my muse takes me, time for a key change. Here? Just write it down. A couple of seconds later, we have another key change. Quote, you've got to be kidding. We're in the wrong key right now. How do I get back? Close quote. And so on, right to the end. I finished the piece with a low tag, and I'm thinking that this doesn't sound like my style at all. Then I get this picture in my head of the 1972 champs, the Golden Staters. Their bass, Mike Center, was a wonderful arranger, and I think, this sounds like what Mike would have done. The tag was fine, very garden variety, so I was surprised when I heard the quartet perform the song. They had this marvelous tag with John Sherburn posting the high G and baritone Bobby, who wrote the tag, slipping up to the high third on the final chord. It's a wonderful tag and has become a classic. But the story goes much deeper. A few years later, a very good quartet sings my arrangement. And while I'm chatting with the quartet after the show, an emotional guy nervously approaches the quartet and says, quote, you guys saved my life. Seriously, close quote. He told that his father committed suicide several months before, and this man had been devastated. A couple of months later, he drove to the same location where his father had died and was sitting in his truck thinking about ending his own life right then. But he sat and played this quartet's cassette, not the whole tape, but just Smile, over and over for hours. He said, quote, finally, I decided life was worth living and drove back home. You guys saved my life, close quote. If you're a heart surgeon, you expect your work to save lives. Not if you're a barbershop arranger. In a way, I didn't even arrange it. It was a Mike Center arrangement channeled through me. That doesn't diminish it. It makes it more special. So, nothing's going to supplant Smile in my heart. Tom on some other Gentry song hits. All the Way, as sung by Max Factor, 2011 SAI Queens, one of my most requested. Total emotional intensity that doesn't fit a negative script. The Little Boy, as sung by 1987 champs Interstate Rivals. Lee Joe Conley made some changes that really set it off. I had not thought of that building up where the tenor takes a melody. That's so good. Growing Girls popularized the little girl in the women's barbershop world. Beautiful Savior, as sung by the 2006 champs Vocal Spectrum. Usually for me because it's sort of like three different styles of arranging. I'm glad such a good quartet decided to do it or he wouldn't know it worked. Now Is the Hour, as sung by the 2014 champs Musical Island Boys, including Maori lyrics in a contest song was rather risky, so I added some English subtitles in the back time. Success. Sunshine of Your Smile and When There's Love at Home, as sung by 2003 Champ Power Play. I always hope my stuff is singable for a wide range of people, with enough interest that a gold medalist quartet might sing it. Love at Home has become a standard. Aside, I did Royal Garden Blues for them and tried to emulate David Wright's style. Mike Slamka later told me that when they got to the eval session, the first thing out of music judge Ed Wasey's mouth was, quote, "Tell David it's a fine arrangement, but needs to do something about the tag," close quote. So, mission accomplished, and I could go back to being myself. Readers note there are a few pictures of Tom in a quartet, etc., and note. Page 16, Convention Returns. It was so good to see, hear, and sing at a real live convention. Yes, these are all 2021 photos, and there were a lot of smiles and laughs behind the mask as four districts hosted fall conventions. It was all a precursor to a great season of anticipated live in-person barbershop gatherings for 2022. After a spring and early summer of optimism that in-person singing events could finally move forward in 2021, the Delta variant brought COVID surging back in late July and August, just as chapters and districts were in the latter stages of preparing for their fall conventions. The path forward was unsure for all, and most districts canceled plans due to health and safety concerns and/or chorus and quartet concerns, reducing support for the event. On the other hand, chapter and district leaders for the Carolinas, Illinois, Land O'Lakes, and Northeast districts together determined that they could implement enough precautions to host a safe event for all attendees. Numbers were generally lower than normal at each event, with many chapters, quartets, and individuals bowing out for a variety of reasons. Some did not believe they were prepared enough for a public performance, while others presumably viewed the health requirements as too not strict enough, or perhaps too strict to desire to attend. Health protocols make it happen. Most of the districts had vaccination and/or COVID testing requirements for all attendees, as well as masking requirements for performance venues and public spaces. Social distancing took place not only with the audience, but with the judges who sat further back from the stage than normal. The Carolinas district additionally required masks for the performers as well. Reports from the four conventions indicate that attendees who abided by the health precautions did indeed stay healthy, and both performers and attendees were thrilled about finally gathering and singing together live and in person. The Northeastern District hosted 350 vaccinated masked attendees in person, with an additional 200 people watching a live stream. Due to travel restrictions, the district's Canadian ensembles were unable to attend. The Carolinas district hosted two Tennessee choruses whose Dixie district contest had been canceled. The Heart of Carolina a cappella mixed chorus was the top-scoring chorus in the Carolinas, with the same chapter's men's chorus taking second place. The NED's New Voices United mixed chorus was the district's largest chorus and earned its second highest score. Carolina's district competitors were concerned that wearing masks would hurt their scores compared with other districts. After discussion and some listening in the venue, the judges assured the competitors that they could fairly judge the contest. District Champions, Carolinas. Chorus, Heart of Carolina, Men's. Heart of Carolina, A Cappella Mixed Chorus, Mixed. Quartet, Soundtrack, Men's. Impromptu, Mixed. Illinois District, Chorus, West Towns Chorus, Men's. Arlington's Mixed. Quartet, Lakeshore Drive, Men's. Abilene Paradox, Seniors. Land O'Lakes District, Chorus, Great Plains Harmony, Men's. Quartet, Cooley Classic, Men's. Double Dutch, Mixed. Loose Change, Seniors. Northeast District, Chorus, Vocal Revolution, Men's. Voices United, Mixed. Quartet Soundtrack, Men's, The Queen's Gambit, Mixed, Trade Secret, Seniors. Readers note, there are lots of pictures of the quartets and choruses on this article. End note. Page 18. Celebrating Every Volunteer. The people who make everything happen. Titles and trophies are worth celebrating, but so are all the way behind the scenes folks who quietly go about solving the problems and putting in the hours to pull off everything we do. The Barbershop Harmony Society is a volunteer-led organization from top to bottom, and it's difficult to overstate the importance and volume of work put in by presidents, VPs, board members, and directors at every level. But in this issue, we are celebrating some of the people who, title or no title, do so much of the behind-the-scenes work that makes everything happen. For every person selected on the following pages, there are many others who can share similar stories. Each person featured on the following pages was nominated either by a staff member or, more often, a district leader. Were we to attempt to represent all of the MVPs who serve at the chapter and quartet level, we could fill an issue or two on that topic alone. No, that's not currently part of our editorial calendar, but who knows? Tell us about the super barbershoppers you know at harmonizer@barbershop.org. This issue also represents a pause from the yearbook format that has appeared in the past two January-February issues. The yearbook was always intended to be a one-stop reference to all the major society-wide and district-wide events that took place the previous year, including photos and/or names of competitors, leaders, faculty, judges, etc. As we consider the uneven approaches and outcomes throughout the society during a full year of both COVID activity and inactivity, we thought the space would be better served in honoring all the people who do much of the heavy lifting throughout the society. Reader's note, along with the stories about these people, there is also a picture of them. End note. Walt Ogburn, Stillwater, Minnesota. Croy Cordsman member since 2017, music librarian and board member at large, 2019 Barbershopper of the Year. Leveraging his organizational and technical skills, Walt was instrumental in helping his Minnesota chorus not only survive, but thrive during the pandemic. From the beginning, Walt has gone to great lengths to acquire new skills. First, he erased his inexperience with barbershop by taking piano and voice lessons and forming a quartet, quickly transitioning from a leaner to a leader. Then, when the pandemic canceled in-person rehearsals, Walt learned video editing and created dozens of videos for internal rehearsals and external performances, greatly helping keeping members engaged and motivated in singing. Walt. As a new member, I was overwhelmed with all there was to learn about the barbershop world. I soon started seeing things that were good, but that I felt I could make better. I started with organizing the information for our chorus sponsors to help our members solicit supporters. The next step was being asked to be music librarian. This allowed me to use my organizational skills to benefit the chorus. When the pandemic hit, I used my technology skills and became part of the Zoom team. I also volunteered to learn a new skill, video editing, and created about 75 scrolling videos to make it easier for our members to see and hear the music we were working on over Zoom. I was part of the team that created two virtual choir videos that became part of the YouTube virtual Christmas show I produced for our chorus. I also created a district virtual Christmas show with a compilation of videos from past shows within our district. Favorite moment. Being named Barbershopper of the Year, followed closely by every moment I see our chorus taking another step forward in our development. Why, he volunteers. I can't sit back and let others carry the load. I have to contribute my skills and talents whenever I see the opportunity. Ann McAlexander, Chicago, Illinois. Northbrook Chapter, secretary, longtime Cardinal District volunteer as convention backstage manager, webmaster, bulletin co-editor, administrator of two of the largest barbershop Facebook discussion groups, member of BHS, Sweet Adelines, and Harmony, Inc. Anne has been helping keep online barbershop discussions civil and on point since Mark Zuckerberg was an elementary schooler. The rare occasions when moderators publicly flex their authority are dwarfed by all the posts we never see. Thankfully, posts that violate the rules may have been removed before you saw them, and some rule breakers might have been removed from the group or lost the ability to post without moderator approval. Most important are the untold number of offline conversations and other moderators have had with people who may have crossed the line and who have since learned to police themselves. Anne, I first embraced barbershop social media in the early 1990s when I joined the Harmonette A Bulletin Board, eventually becoming an administrator for the first barbershop social media platform. As Facebook later emerged and the Harmonette failed, I eagerly jumped in. By then, I was a BHS associate in addition to my membership with two other barbershop organizations, so I joined or helped co-found several related Facebook groups, and am now an admin of two of the largest, the Barbershop Harmony Group and the Sweet Adelines Chat Group. People tell me that they like my common sense, direct approach to keeping discussions on track, and I try to keep up on all things barbershop so I can help people find their way to the information they seek. Favorite moment? Being contacted by the society to participate in a survey several years ago before I was a BHS member and being told it was because I was a barbershop key influencer. Who knew? Why she serves. As barbershoppers, we can learn so much from each other, and these social media platforms offer a wonderful way to do that. I encourage all members to seek them out and participate in the discussions, share videos, and expand your barbershop world beyond what you experience in your local chapter. It's free, and there are so many of us waiting there to welcome you in. Mark Friedkin, Irvine, California. Masters of Harmony, 7-time gold medal chorus member, baritone section leader, webmaster, truck driver, vocal auditioner, countless other jobs, MOH Hall of Fame, 2021, Far Western District President's Award, 2007, Outstanding Accomplishment Award, 2012. A dedicated volunteer for anything barbershop, Mark spearheaded several major YIH accomplishments within Far Western District, including a Young Men's Honor Chorus that performed at the 1999 International Convention in Anaheim. He also worked closely with the Southern California Vocal Association to establish and organize an annual Young Men's Harmony Festival from 2001 through 2017, which resulted in him being appointed to the SCVA Executive Board as their first Vice President of Barbershop Harmony Festivals. Mark has served that organization as their volunteer webmaster since early 2000. Mark, to paraphrase a song from the musical Oklahoma, quote, I'm just a guy who can't say no, close quote. Favorite moments, performing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in 1996 and 2005, performing on the 1999 Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon, and enabling over 3,600 high school young men to get hooked on barbershop between 1999 and 2017. Why he volunteers. All of the awards and accolades are wonderful. 7 golds, a silver, and a bronze since joining the chapter in 1996. But I truly love singing with my brothers in the Masters of Harmony. Music has been a big part of my life, and this is a way of giving something back. I believe that the time you spend singing is not deducted from your allotted lifespan. Rafi Hasib, New York City, New York. Virtual Harmony University, VHU, School Board and Technical Advisor, VHU Faculty, Music Candidate Judge, Middle Atlantic District Leadership Development Committee, 2018 Voices of Gotham Barbershopper of the Year. Of many super Virtual Harmony University volunteers, HU Dean Stephen Scott called Rafi the superest for contributing his professional expertise and then oodles of time to make the week-long event successful. In early 2020, Rafi joined the BHS education staff as a volunteer to help plan and organize its virtual offerings. Leveraging his professional experience with digital learning in his company's developer experience and training and docs teams, he assisted Steve Scott, Brent Suver, and VHU with technical support, training, marketing, advertising, analysis, and more. The lessons learned carried through Virtual Midwinter and VHU 2021 as the HU program continues to expand its audience and course offerings. Rafi, the BHS education team has such diversity in background, perspective, and complementary skills where everyone can lend their talents in productive ways. The passion, synergy, and collaboration they share allows them to tackle challenges swiftly and effectively to offer an engaging experience for others. Time and time again, they demonstrate that when you have the right team, it really feels like anything is possible. Why he volunteers. Barbershoppers want to learn, to grow, to enjoy music, and HU makes that accessible to everyone, no matter their talent, background, and past accomplishments. Volunteering time and energy for HU through teaching, supporting, or simply attending can positively impact more individuals, bring them together through discussions, and building the barbershop community as a whole. Without the stress of the more popular contest or show settings, it helps foster a healthy, productive environment where everyone can make new friends, explore new ideas, and discover new things about themselves. No matter how the barbershop style, audience, and membership evolve, the communal love for learning found here will continue to unite barbershoppers. That alone is worth the investment, and that is why I volunteer. Skip Crop, Indianapolis, Indiana. CAR Events Team, JAD Events Team, JAD Laws and Regulations Committee Chair, BHS CEO Evaluation and Staff Compensation and Benefits Committee Chair. A long record of service usually precedes appointment to BHS leadership, but Skip exemplifies a long string of leaders at every level who keep serving in the background long after their time in the limelight ends. In the words of a Cardinal District Board member, quote, "This is a guy who has served the society long and well. He put in his time in top leadership, and no one would blame him for resting on his laurels, so to speak. Instead, he is active in our district, as well as JAD, as a vital part of the event's leadership team. He is also one of those people who is willing to help in any way he can and always follows through. I find him to be a personal inspiration and is an ideal example of selfless service." Skip, "I've been a member of the society for 50 years and have gotten to know amazing people along the way. I watched the contributions of society giants like Daryl Flynn and Ed Duplaga, and I was mentored by another giant, Gene Kortz, a man who gave and served immeasurably in both JAD and at society level. Gene was heavily involved in administration and ingrained that attitude in me. I love the society and want to do what I can to ensure its existence in perpetuity." Favorite moment. Confirmation by Theo Hicks, lead of the 2015 Champ Simpson Classic, of acceptance of my invitation to present the Midwinter Keynote Address in 2019 in Nashville. Why he volunteers. I've never seen life as a spectator sport. There's only one way I know to make a difference, and that's as an active participant, and that's the way I've tried to live my life. Tim Peterson, Fort Collins, Colorado. Bass in Old Town Sound Quartet and Denver's Timberliners Mixed Chorus, prior VP Operations for Parkside Harmony, PA, and President of Chorus of the Old Dominion, VA. Have you ever started barbershopping in a new area and wished that you could have brought some of your old area/district traditions with you? Tim did. And he did something about it, too. He organized an outdoor quartet get-together to give area quartets an opportunity to sing for an audience and get ready for the VMD District Convention. Unfortunately, it was later canceled, but they went ahead with the show anyway. 12 quartets from the greater Denver area got together in late August 2021 for a two-hour show. For many of the participants, this was their first time singing for an audience in well over 18 months. Tim, I moved to the Rocky Mountain District a few years ago after several years in the Middle Atlantic District. Back east, there are many less formal get-togethers, and that doesn't really exist in RMD. As COVID restrictions eased in the late spring, I saw posts from several of my Middle Atlantic District friends getting their events going again, and that inspired me to create something local. I found an inexpensive local amphitheater and reached out to all registered quartets, men's, women's, and mixed, in the area. An hour after sending my first email, I got several positive responses and people volunteering to help. Special shout out to Tyler Wigginton. And we were off and running. The show was just so fun. Quality barbershop and a lovely audience under the Colorado sunshine. Favorite moments. Watching the first quartet take the stage and sing and hearing the audience give them so much love. It had been so long. Why he volunteers. I just love this art form and how it brings people together. In my opinion, barbershop should always be an and, not an or. Inclusive, not exclusive, with more options, more singing, and more fellowship. Gil Durham, Binghamton, New York. Let's not shortchange all the volunteer services performed by people who do have a title. Gil has two big titles, Seneca Land District Board Member and President of the Binghamton, New York Chapter. He considered a workhorse in the chapter and key to taking care of countless details that keep everything running smoothly. While it's certainly great to have contributions to any organization acknowledged, it seems unnecessary and unearned when you love what you do. As Mark Twain and Confucius before him said, quote, find the job you love and you'll never work another day in your life, close quote. Years ago, when I was a relatively new barbershopper, my mom passed away unexpectedly. This occurred the same week that the Southern Tearsmen Chorus was singing in the Buckeye Invitational in Columbus, Ohio. My mom's memorial service was on the next Tuesday, rehearsal night. That night, instead of having a chapter meeting, nearly the entire chorus traveled 60 miles to attend her service. When I expressed my gratitude to the director, Dr. Jerry Schmidt, he responded, quote, we couldn't be anywhere else, close quote. That night, I thought to myself, I can never repay the chorus for this. So, when I work on the weekly chapter meeting program or publish rehearsal notes so that we may grow as a chorus, I'm just trying to give back to the organization that means so much to me. There are many individuals who selflessly contribute time and effort and financial support to the chorus. That's why the barbershop culture is so wholesome. It attracts congenial persons of good character with one primary requirement, to love barbershop harmony. And it gives grandfathers an opportunity to sing with their grandchildren. Ray Reimer, Granite Bay, California. Far Western District Westoons editor, retired December 2021 after 20 years at age 86. Ask anyone in the far western district. The district publication Westoons is an institution, and the production likely includes time requirements rivaling volunteer roles at any BHS level. The editor of the past 20 years, Ray, recently sent out his final issue before retiring from the role, culminating over 55 years of service in various leadership positions, including many years as a chorus director, singing judge, coach, district VP of music and performance, VP of youth and harmony, 2004 Far Western District Hall of Fame. Ray, my love of barbershop harmony and helping other barbershoppers improve in our hobby has been a wonderful journey for over 55 years. My reward is when barbershoppers, quartet, or chorus have what Jim Henry called a gold medal moment. Favorite moments: certified as a sound judge. Second, coaching the San Diego chapter to third place at International. Third, induction into the 2004 Far Western District Hall of Fame. Fourth, distinction of being the 2017 Far Western District Spring Convention honoree. One more, coaching an exhausted senior quartet at the end of a HEP school. I was coaxing them to match a vowel. They got it, and the baritone exclaimed, quote, "We never sounded so good," close quote. That was their gold medal moment. Why volunteers? Love and passion prevailed for barbershop and barbershoppers. I'm indebted to many barbershop icons that helped me over the years. I would be remiss if I hadn't given back. Jim Waldorf, Bloomington, Illinois. Sound of Illinois Chorus. Past Illinois District President, past District Board Member, Assistant to Jeff Bowyer, Illinois District VP of Events. Even in the best of times, putting on a district convention is a logistical challenge, and much more so with all the uncertainties from hosting the first BHS convention of the COVID era. Throughout the pandemic, there was much concern whether or not Illinois Fall Convention would happen. Everything was off again, on again. Once it was settled that the Illinois District Fall event would happen, time was short. Jim, who lives in Bloomington and has close connections with the hotel and the venue, was able to make arrangements on site with short notice, making the event possible. Jim, I knew time was short, and we were hosting not only the first convention of the district since the pandemic began, but the first for the whole society. It had to be seamlessly safe and yet give the participants and the audience the right experience. I assisted Jim Bowyer with local arrangements at the hotel and venue, arranged the donation of a shuttle bus to move the judges back and forth, gathered a riser crew, the great men of the Sound of Illinois Chorus, to transport, set up, and tear down risers at the venue, arrange a new videographer, our regular one retired, solicited program ads for the convention program, produced by Ken Ota, worked with the Convention and Visitors Bureau to provide donated name tags and packets with local items of interest on 24 hours notice, and arranged for two photographers, SOI members Jim Ferrier and Jim Finch. Finally, I arranged a quartet to sing at the City of Bloomington's tree planting ceremony. Because of the off-again, on-again nature of the times, the bulk of this work took place on a very short notice. Favorite moment: hearing that it all went off smoothly. No sickness, no cancellations. But my most unfavorite moment was that I could not attend any of it due to a family wedding in Nashville. Why he volunteers? I serve because of the fine people of the Illinois District and the great hobby we all share. Reading the above, it sounds like I did a lot of work. I guess I did, but I didn't do it, any of it, alone. Every single person I asked for help pitched in. Some are mentioned above, many are not. But please know, it all happened because we worked together. Judy Galloway, Hood River, Oregon. Evergreen Webmaster Pacific Barbershop Summit since 2005. Past co-dean of Harmony College Northwest 2020, Evergreen District Barbershopper of the Year. Over the course of 4 months, Judy created, stocked, and staffed the Evergreen District Hospitality Suite at the Society Virtual Midwinter Festival in January 2021. She mastered an entirely new technology while collecting priceless records, videos, and other memorabilia from throughout the district. Judy also worked with and helped people from other districts and alliances from around the world set up their suites and was informally one of the chief technical problem solvers for these organizations during the virtual midwinter event. Judy, when asked to showcase our Evergreen District and become a builder for the Midwinter Hospitality Suite at the early stages of this pandemic, I jumped at the chance to learn about new ways that people could possibly work together in the avatar world that Disney Schleicher had picked for midwinter through Event Farm and Virbella. I joined with other volunteers, David, Don, Peter, and Gordon, from around the world for Zoom classes with Dustin Guyton on how to build our suites. But the magic happened when we all got to step onto the Avatar Island, and at that moment, my world changed. Here was a place that all barbershoppers could come together without leaving their homes. A place where we could all talk, visit, learn, share, attend classes, play games, do walkabouts, and even try to sing tags with new friends, very slowly. Back in Evergreen, a large committee was gathering photos, videos, stories, Q&As, recording classes, and finding volunteer greeters to serve in the Evergreen lobby during midwinter. While I was organizing the Evergreen's 36-room space, I had a chance to meet, work with, and go help other volunteers get their spaces ready before midwinter started. Favorite moment? The Evergreen lobby had an avatar obstacle course to help get new avatars learning how to move smoothly, raise their hands, clap, shake hands, and others, etc. My favorite moment was when our Evergreen Hall of Fame member and treasurer did a flip right in front of me. Why she volunteers. I've learned so much from my barbershopping friends over the years. Kendall, Ken, Bruce, Jerry, Keith, Glenn, Carl, Tom, Harry, Bill, Don, and many more. I have to give what I can to make sure their dreams continue. Ron Rehus, San Antonio, Texas, Southwest District Director, Audiovisual, 2019 Southwest District Barbershopper of the Year, past Southwest District Managing Director. Barbershop ensembles invest an enormous time to create and prepare for shows and contests. Few realize the amount of time and expertise needed to competently amplify those performances for the audience or to capture them well on video. Ron is one of the many behind-the-scenes people who lend their expertise and enormous amounts of time, helping make our performances look and sound as good as the audience as they do for the judges. Ron also regularly takes his expertise on the road to help chapter shows look and sound their best. Ron, when I was asked to serve in this capacity, a friend of mine, Larry Clemens, a former presentation judge, said, quote, "You realize this is a serious undertaking, right?" Close quote. I answered, "Of course I do." At that moment, I knew I had to do my best for the contestants on stage, the audience, and the judging community. I strive to assure all technical aspects of the contests are organized and provide coordination between the venue and our contractors to meet the schedule that is placed before us. Sometimes that means late nights. I also want the judges' venue inspection to go smoothly. I have a great team with which to work, and we all focus on what is best for our contestants. In addition to serving at the district level, I also provide audio support for area choruses throughout the year when requested. Favorite moment? When Larry called me over to his camera, he provided competitor videos, and said, "Listen to this." I did expecting a problem, and I said, "It sounded good to me." Larry said, "Exactly. There isn't an issue." Then he smiled, and I knew I had met his expectation. Why he volunteers? I do what I do because I want the performers to be able to tell their stories in song without any distractions, to be able to achieve their best. Chris Berry, Monroe, Michigan. Director, Floral City Harmonizers, Monroe North Chapter, Pioneer District. Host of I Missed My Barbershop Rehearsal from March 2020 through June 2021. Necessity is the mother of invention, but during the pandemic, some barbershoppers were more than innovative and contributed way beyond what any of us would call necessity. Chris helped barbershoppers from all over the Pioneer District and much of the continent socialize and sharpen their music skills during 62 Zoom meetings he hosted over the course of 16 months. These events brought together members from his own Monroe chapter, many other chapters in the Pioneer District, as well as members from four other districts as they discussed quartet and chorus performances. Chris, COVID-19 shut down face-to-face meetings for the Floral City Harmonizers and most other chapters in March 2020. Performances that were reviewed were generally from previous conventions. The meeting's format used a roses and thorns form of discussion, where roses were the things that were found to be positive for the listener, example, good blend, no tension in sound, etc., and thorns were suggestions for the singing group to make their next performance just that much better. Examples, check in with other members of the quartet. The meeting participants were encouraged to use compliments that went beyond basic remarks like, "They were good," or "I like their outfits or shoes." The objective was to improve listening skills and apply the barbershop techniques we learned within the comments on performances. Favorite moment: working with a young quartet for an entire evening. The quartet sang several songs from a remote location over Zoom, and the 20 or so attendees that week were able to coach the quartet through the program. I was amazed at the comments provided by the meeting attendees and the immediate change that was seen in the quartet. Why he volunteers? I have had so many great experiences and made a great many friends singing barbershop for the past 25 years. This is my way of helping others to have those same type of opportunities to learn more about the joy of singing barbershop. Diane Tortorelli Brooks, Glen Falls, New York. Northeastern District, NED, Chorus Director, VP Membership, and Outreach Mountain Division Manager, Awards Chair, Standing Ovation Program Chair, Events Team Member, 2018 Barbershopper of Distinction, 2020 NED Barbershopper of the Year. Although 2018 was the first year full BHS membership was available to everyone, countless women had been unofficial society MVPs for decades. A tireless contributor in the Northeast District since the 1980s, Diane was the District 2020 Barbershopper of the Year for her service in multiple past and ongoing roles. Integral to the NED events team since 1983, she holds many behind-the-scenes roles, including the enhancement of district conventions by bringing many major guest performances and presenters, as well as securing grants for their appearances. She teaches chapters recruiting and retention methods as the district VP of membership, serves as outstanding ovation program coordinator, and has for many years served as both a chorus director and manager of the NED's Mountain Division. Favorite moment: 1. Seeing the pride of my chorus members' faces following a great performance, acknowledged by audience applause and/or standing ovation. 2. seeing the entire NED member audience giving me a standing ovation when I walked across the convention stage to accept the District Barbershopper of the Year trophy. Why she volunteers. My past husband sang tenor with the Hallmarks and coached in MAD and NED. When he passed away in 2003, I wanted to carry on his legacy of helping the Joe Barbershopper quartets and choruses strive to improve. That pride led my passion to help make the barbershop experience of every member I came in contact with as enjoyable and fulfilling as I could, and to let them know how valuable they are to our district and society. I felt I started out small by thanking every competitor for participating and welcoming them to the stage. However, throughout time, my involvement has grown. I love my little chapter, love helping all chapters improve their shows, enjoy brainstorming with my division leaders, but most of all, I enjoy seeing and greeting the many barbershop friends I've met throughout the years at the various conventions and functions. My husband Tom, a son of a barbershopper, is a big support for my passion. As for the future, or maybe just a dream, I would like to hold a position on the society level where I can help make a difference. David Murphy, Flat Rock, Alabama, Dixie District Webmaster, Newsletter Editor, District Member at Large. You meet star performers like David from time to time, an almost new member who dives in with enthusiasm and in little time has the connections and service accomplishments of a barbershopper with a lot more years in the rearview mirror. In David's case, the Dixie District had two members retire, webmaster and town crier newsletter editor, and David answered the call in late 2019 after some district board retirements. David also accepted the role of member at large for the district. David, I guess I'm a jack of all trades. My prior work and volunteer experience have given me a vast collection of tools that are perfect for barbershop. I've helped with live video for district contest and editing video for a virtual performance of the Nashville Music Medics. Currently, I'm in the early stages of a Christmas Music Medics virtual video project with singers across the country. I only joined BHS in May of 2018 and am involved with my quartet, 8 feet wide, and three choruses, Choo Choo Chorus, Music City Chorus, and Rocket City Chorus. Favorite moment. My quartet, 8 feet wide, was asked to deliver a singing Valentine in Decatur, Alabama, at a barbershop event in 2020. I was told we were singing to the wife of a well-known barbershopper and that he would be there when we sing. Singing for Kay on behalf of and with Ken Hatton, lead of the 78 Champs Bluegrass Student Union, was a very neat experience. Why he volunteers. I come from a background of over 30 years in the Boy Scouts of America before I began my barbershop singing. Serving is just part of my core being. I was ready to start helping with my local chorus after my first performance. With Scouts, the inside volunteer joke is that it's just 1 hour a week. I'm used to wearing many hats and tackling multiple tasks, so applying my weird set of abilities and talents to barbershop is just natural. Dr. Ray Dougherty, Marietta, Ohio. Director of Choral Activities at Marietta College. Jay is a district quartet champion, an 8-year Harmony University faculty member, an active quartet and chorus coach, and the current director of both the City of Flags Chorus, SAI, and the Alliance Chorus, BHS. One of the biggest silver linings of the past couple of years has been quality and quantity of people who have been able to visit our chapters virtually. And one of the most widespread visitors just happened to be a well-known music professor who has never failed to pack his popular high-tech classes at Harmony University. pre-pandemic, Jay couldn't have visited scores of chapters around the continent as he did via Zoom, where he presented on tuning technologies, overtones, and the BHS music category, among other things. Jay, presenting on tuning and overtones is always a joy, whether it's at my Harmony University class or over Zoom. It's always a delight to see people with shocked faces as they truly hear what overtones sound like for the first time. Why he volunteers. I firmly believe that people's lives are enriched by music. If I possess any knowledge that I can impart to others, I'm excited to do so. The joy that harmony brings to me is too much to keep to myself. I'm eager to share it with anyone that will listen. Nick Schwobe, Zephyr Hills, Florida, past Sunshine District President, moderator for BHS District President's Council. At the tail end of his two-year term as Sunshine District President, Nick wondered what would become of the valuable work done by the District President's Council due to full council turnover every 2 years. He had an idea for how the next council could more easily pick up where the prior council left off and unwittingly cast himself into an indispensable new role for the past 2 years. Nick, a number of years ago, I bought a ticket to the Heralds of Harmony annual show. I went to the rehearsal the following Monday night. Young Tony DeRosa was and still is their director. His dad, Papa Joe, voice placed me, and here I am today. I was coming off the district president's council as district president. There had been a problem with the council maintaining consistency due to the fact that they only stay for 2 years and then someone else from the district takes their place. What gets started rarely gets finished. In a weak moment, I suggested to the council that the person they elect to the district president's moderator, I like facilitator better, should be someone that had been in the council for a period of time and can pass on the programs that have been started without skipping a beat. The more I talked, the more I was thinking to myself, quote, just keep talking, Nick, close quote. Sure enough, they said, quote, okay, we agree, so Nick, you do it, close quote, and they voted me in on the spot. I think that I was in the right place at the right time to bring all of us together, BHS, Harmony Hall, and the DPC. I work with a great bunch of guys from all sides, a new voice in town saying, quote, keep it simple so everyone will understand what you're saying, close quote. We have accomplished a lot in the past 2 years, and we're in a much better place today in the relationship between all three. I have enjoyed this time with the team, getting to know so many new faces. It's nice to know that when the day is done, we're all still part of the family, and tomorrow is just another day. I do this because I think that I can make a difference by looking at things from a different perspective, listening rather than speaking, keeping things simple, and always surrounding myself with positive people. It's so much easier. Jason Patrick, Apex, North Carolina, Music VP for Central Carolina's chapter, Heart of Carolina A Cappella. Jason represents all the barbershoppers who spent countless hours developing virtual choir videos over the first year of the pandemic. When it became obvious that a fall 2020 Carolinas convention would not be possible, Jason and Bill Adams, the director of the Central Carolinas chapter, suggested inviting the district's barbershop shut-ins to participate in a district-wide virtual choir performance of Clay Hines' It's the Music That Brings Us Together. Jason spent countless hours over many late nights and weekends editing and assembling videos from across the district to complete the project. Jason, after just a handful of Zoom rehearsals and with no end to the pandemic in sight, it became obvious that our chorus needed a goal to work toward in order to survive. It needed to be something that we could share with our friends, family, and community as we normally would with our live performances. Together with our music team, we came up with a plan to produce a series of virtual chorus videos. Some were simple, Brady Box creations, while others were more involved, including cinematic elements, photos of family and friends, and even drone shots. It kept us busy and moving forward, but most importantly, it kept us singing. So, when it became clear that a 2020 district convention was not possible, it only made sense to share what we had learned with the district. We invite you to check out What Kept Us Going on the YouTube at Heart of Carolina. Favorite moment. It was amazing to witness the creativity of our members throughout the process and to see them stepping up and out of their comfort zones to learn about things like how to work with the audio software and how to record videos against a shower curtain in the bathroom with their phones. Why he serves. Music was always such a big part of my life growing up, but it was one that I feared I might miss out on by choosing not to pursue music as a career. Barbershop has given me a way to keep music in my life, but even more, it has given me an amazing extended family with which to share it. Page 33, Directors Wanted and Chapter Eternal. Need a director? First 50 words are free for BHS chapters. Marketing at barbershop.org. See the most current postings at barbershop.org/director search. Chapter Eternal. Members reported as deceased between September 15 and November 15, 2021. Send updates to membership at barbershop.org. Reader's note, I will not read all these names of deceased members. However, there are two members that are pictured with special recognition, which I will now read and note. Dwayne Chambers, key developer of contest administrator role, past CA category specialist. Bob Spong, Barry of the 1995 Champions Happiness Emporium. Page 34, Members Services Directory. How can we help you, Barbershop, today? Get answers from the staff at Harmony Hall. Society Headquarters is at 110 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203-3704. 615-823-3993. Fax 615-313-7615. info@barbershop.org. Office hours 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central. www.barbershop.org. 1-800-876-7464. Reader's note on these two pages are all the executive offices in the Barbershop Harmony Society, the board of directors with names, emails, and telephone numbers, official alliances, society subsidiaries, Friends in Harmony, and the Harmonizer publication information. I will not read all this information. End note. Page 36, The Tag, Tom Gentry Tagmaster, tgbari1@gmail.com. A Bills classic. Some astute readers noticed that the TTBB version of the last issue's Joe Lyle's tag did not match the commentary. Gremlins crept into the printer's office by dark of night and substituted an earlier version of the tag for the intended one. The intended appears at the bottom of this page. You now have two tag options when it comes to honoring Joe. The 1917 song, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, was sung by what is probably the most famous barbershop quartet of all time, the 1950 champion Buffalo Bills. Beginning in 1957, the quartet played the school board in The Music Man, which ran for 1,375 performances on Broadway, then starred in the 1962 film. This tag, though, was sung by the championship configuration of the quartet with Dick Grapes on baritone. It may have been written by the Bills' legendary arranger and coach Phil Embry. Walter Lasko's marvelous arrangements were to come later. but we really don't know for sure. Dick chose to keep his secure job rather than take a gamble at Broadway, so Ohioan Wayne Scotty Ward took his place in The Music Man. Dick told me he never regretted his decision. Measures 2 and 3 are quite interesting, with the second chord in 2 rooted a tritone away from the first one. A tritone is a half an octave, 3 whole steps, hence its name. And the tritone moved from there to the first chord in 3 gets us back to the root we started on. The third and seventh change roles each time, causing, for example, the baritone to raise an eyebrow and then lower a shoulder in order to tune what looks like a single tone. If the technical stuff does not mean anything to you, or even if it does, just be ready, no matter what part you are singing, to have fun making slight adjustments in pitch to hear the chords ring. And, like the Hokey Pokey, isn't that what it's all about? Reader's note. There are 3 arrangements of I'm Always Chasing Rainbows: TTBB voicing, SSAA voicing, and SATB voicing. I will not try to sing them, however, I will say the words. And note, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. This is the end of The Harmonizer, January-February 2022 issue.